Ralphie Radio Show, of course, every Friday, recapping the week the buzz with Life and Style Weekly and senior news editor Jordy Lippe joining me now. Jordy, some interesting news on the Kardashian front. This time it does not involve Kim, though. It involves Kourtney and apparently her baby daddy walking out on her.
That is absolutely correct. Kim is not the only one facing drama in the family. Scott is not really being there for his pregnant girlfriend, Kourtney. He is flying off to New York for weekly getaways. He's out drinking. He's out partying. All the while, Kourtney's home alone or with family, and it seems like there's definitely trouble in paradise.
Do you think they'll separate before she has a second child?
You know, what sources have always told us over the years, they kind of go through these ups and downs where they fight for a really long time and then they make up passionately. Seems like Kourtney's pretty upset about this. I think she really wants Scott to settle down. She thought he did, and now he's kind of out boozing it up again and partying, so I think she's going to have to put her foot down once again with him.
Like Scott and Kourtney, Brad and Angelina have children together, but also are not married and will not be married anytime soon, so long as Angelina gets her way?
That's what we are hearing. Brad recently said that marriage is looking more hopeful for the couple, and he was getting really excited about it, but sources told Life and Style that Angie really doesn't want to have anything to do with it. She wants to stay in control, and she's nervous that the same thing will happen that happened with Brad and Jen, that he'll get bored after marriage, everything will change, and it won't keep that spark alive.
I mean, at least Angelina has the force site, even if she doesn't think it's going to work. I mean, we see it so many times. You obviously see it so many times in showbiz. These couples, they rush into marriage, and the next thing you know, 72 days later or 14 months later, they're getting divorced, right?
Absolutely. But at the same time, you have to remember that they do have children. The children are asking about it and wanting them to get married. Why would Angelina back down from that if she truly, you know, is a good mom and wants to make her children happy and that's what they want? If they're going to stay together forever, why not just, you know, get married for the kids at least?
Well, you know, maybe she saw what happened in the instance of maybe J-Lo and Mark Anthony, where, of course, they had children, twins, got a divorce. Now J-Lo's moved on to a much younger guy who, one second, she's lending out her Bentley to the kid, and now he's got, like, a whole new wardrobe because of J-Lo. What else is she doing for him?
You know, we've seen this in the past. She did it to Mark Anthony. Everyone remembers the Bennifer effect with Ben Affleck. And, of course, you could forget Chris Judd, who, you know, came from nothing.
Chris Judd.
Kind of reminds me of Chris Judd a little bit, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, now Casper's out walking around with a $460 Louis Vuitton belt, $140 Nike sneakers, $7,100 diamond studs, and to top it all off, no outfit is complete without a $32,000 Rolex.
I need to find myself a sugar mama. That's what I think.
Right? We all know he's not paying for any of it.
Well, you can read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe, have a great weekend and good luck with Fashion Week.
Thank you.